There's one group that's especially vulnerable to the violent swings of boom and bust: survivors of domestic violence. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards found out, for many women, it's hard enough trying to escape a dangerous situation. But in a small town like Douglas, with very high rent, it can feel virtually impossible.
I knock on the door of an apartment in the one and only income-restricted apartment complex in Douglas.
Hi.
You're Elise?
Yes, I am.
I'm Melody.
Nice to meet you. Come on in.
Thank you.
29-year-old Elise shows me in and gives me a tour of the small apartment she shares with her two children.
And then up here...
We're not using her last name to protect her from retaliation.
Yeah.
A sign on the living room wall says, "Home sweet home." And for Elise, a home has never been so sweet as this one. About 18 months ago, Elise left an abusive relationship with her children's father.
He began to drink quite heavily all the time, and that was just something, you know, that wasn't okay for the kids. You know, they didn't feel comfortable.
But in some ways, leaving was even scarier than staying.
Am I going to be able to do it? And how am I going to take care of my kids by myself? You know, and are we going to be okay?
Elise secretly put her name on a 2-month waiting list for a low-income apartment. In Douglas, where studio apartments can rent for over $1,000, she knew it was the only thing she could afford. By day, she went to nursing school, and by night, worked as a janitor, making only $900 a month. Then one day, the violence at home got to be too much. While he was at work...
I went and borrowed money, and I went and got the U-Haul the next day, and I was able to move out in about 6 hours by myself.
The housing unit only charged her $50 a month at first. Now Elise is a full-time nurse. She pays $725 in rent and is saving for a down payment on a house. Lisa Thalkin is the director of the Converse Hope Center, a domestic violence and sexual assault advocacy organization. She says Elise is one of the lucky ones.
At the tail end of the last boom, we were seeing that a lot, where these people had come out with their significant other, and then the abuse happens, and they had no one to turn to, and they were 5 states away from their home.
Thalkin's agency helped 125 victims last year, but they only have emergency shelter for 2 families. After that, they pay for hotel rooms.
You drive by the hotels, and there's just all these trucks parked in front of it. You know that they're full with oil field workers. But if there's no hotel rooms, where do we put them?
Thalkin says oil and gas companies might consider supporting social services like hers that are impacted by their presence in the community. Oil and gas workers compete for whatever low-income housing is available. But she says that housing means something very different to her clients.
It's more than just shelter. It's your safe space. To be able to start over and build a safe place for yourself and your children is a huge part of their healing.
I take a tour of Douglas with the community development director, Clara Chaffin. We do see construction, but only of sprawling single-family homes worth $400,000 or $500,000. Across town, we drive by a trailer park.
I kind of keep an eye on it and find that these trailers in this particular park are running from everywhere between $750 to $1,200 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
For an older, I mean, those looked quite old.
A trailer that might be from the 50s.
Then we drive past some RV parks.
So you'll see over here, kind of down that hill, you'll see that little RV park. It's full.
Full of oil field workers. But we see very few smaller homes or apartment buildings for a struggling mom with kids and pets. Chaffin says Douglas has a hard time attracting new families because of this lack of affordable housing, even though a recent state report shows there's demand for hundreds more in Converse County.
But then you've got the developer going, well, there's nobody here who's going to take the housing, so we're not going to build it. So it's a chicken and egg kind of a deal.
Chaffin has hope that a housing study the city is currently working on will convince more developers that low-income housing will always stay filled. As the boom hits, sending housing costs out of her reach, single mom Elise has no plans to leave. Douglas is where all her family lives.
We'll be okay. We're going to have a home where we can go home and lock the door and watch TV and have peace and quiet and safety.
But her dream of a house of her own may have to wait a while. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.